Connecting you to homegrown music. This is Sonic's Band of the Month for November, Royal Tusk.
In the Booster Juice Listener Lounge with your November Band of the Month, Royal Tusk, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Daniel, in case you didn't know, Brandy. And I play guitar and sing.
And I'm Sandy, and I play bass, and...
Not present. We have, no, Sandy is president.
I'm president.
And not present is Mike James, Motorbike James. He plays keyboard. He sings as well.
Josh Igram, he plays lead guitar.
And Mr. Kalen Stuckel on the drums.
Brand new drummer. Yeah. Beautiful baby boy.
Sweet. Now, I'm sure you guys are so sick of getting asked about 10 Second Epic, but of course I'm going to, because everybody from Edmonton is going to look at you guys and be like, oh, I know those guys. They're from 10 Second Epic.
We just look the same.
So, what's it like the second time around?
Feels like the first. Feels like the very first time.
But you guys have played music together for a long, long time, the two of you, like 13 years. So when it came time to do something new and start a new chapter, was it not like, I'd like to see some new faces?
You know, I think that's what it was. It was just it was something new. You get new musicians in the mix, and it's just a mix of ingredients. You get different sounds, and it's really nice because you don't have to, like, you know, in the old group you'd kind of know where you're gonna end up sounding just because that's what it sounds like. But with the new guys, you know, we just kind of came to a new sound, and that was exciting.
And for you, it's a lot different because being on stage isn't a new thing for you. You've been doing that for a long time. But how different is it being the one in the middle of the stage that everybody's looking at?
Oh, it's the best. Now I can wear tassels, and that's essentially what I wanted. It's more of a fashion thing is why I started singing. I'm kidding.
But you did grow a way bigger beard when you became a front man. So did that factor in? You're like, no.
That is a complete coincidence. And I've recently taken it away because it's keeping women at bay.
Is it a much different dynamic for the two of you now?
Only in the sense that, like, in TSC, we were kind of, we just jump in the van and go along with it, but we were definitely not the responsible ones. So now I kind of have to act like band dad a little bit. We have to co-manage the guys, and that's a lot of work, that, like, actually running a band. And,
it's crazy.
I have a new appreciation for that side of the,
you know, you're handing out to somebody and you have no idea why. You just can't do that. Why? Yeah. I don't know. just can't.
Royal Tusk, Sonic's Band of the Month, November.
I just done what I said I'd never do. I should have listened to my friends when they told me.
Shouldn't lie to you, but I want you. No matter what you say, no matter how you say, it'll never, never change. You said that when you love, and I know how it was to give the love that gets around and we fall.
for November. Royal Tusk.
So what is Royal Tusk all about then?
I mean, I think my philosophy with music has always been to be as honest as possible. And I think that rings true because we're not very heavy-handed. We don't reverse what is it called? Reverse engineer these songs. We don't think of how it should sound and then work backwards. We kind of bring a song and a good lyric and a good idea to the table, and then everyone writes their part. And it makes it really exciting because we're not really, you know, I'm not telling anyone what they should be playing and vice versa. So it's exciting that way, yeah.
Well, and things seem to happen pretty quick for you guys. Like, I know you had been jamming and kind of writing songs and stuff for a while, but it seemed like 10-second epic ended, and then here's Royal Tusk, and there's a brand new album. Oh, yeah, and we're going on tour with Big Rack.
Yeah.
Like, how did all of that come together?
Through our career, we've kind of created music as our trade. So when we're at home with nothing to do, it's a bad scenario unless you're making music. So it was just a natural progression that right away we got started and did what we know best, you know, getting on tour, playing shows, writing songs, recording. That's what's going to happen because we don't really know how to do anything else.
Yeah, to go on what Dan said, like it wasn't like we had ever all this stuff kind of just ready to go. Like, I mean, like we'd been working on it for probably a year and a half before that actually came. It just happened to kind of line up that way. So mm-hmm. when we were done with TSE, we were ready to go with brand new stuff. And, you
Absolutely.
Know, 'cause we had so much time off. But went nuts doing jack.
So, in the Edmonton music scene, as far as your peers, but also as far as like fan support, did it seem like you had a fan base right away, or was it more like, you know, a lot of people followed you over, or was it like starting brand new?
No, surprisingly, it was like starting brand new, is from what I felt. I mean, there was this, it's kind of a little bit of a crossover from 10 Second Epic fans, but in general, all the fans we've created are new fans, and I actually like that. You know, I like that we have to go out there and prove ourselves and find people who enjoy listening to it.
Royal Tusk, Sonic's Band of the Month, November.
This is the actual letter I wrote to you. I really find the composure to edit my way back through. It's stuffed in my pocket and put through the washer too. It lives in my drawer at the back with the others. Just like a brother, literature and pen and loom. Born in 84, you know that I'm watching you. So I met the dead in grade 10 back when we shared a room. And you had my back, yeah, despite all the others. When you say what you're feeling, and she
Sonic's Band of the Month for November, Royal Tusk.
So you guys have the EP, Mountain, which is out right now. What happens next?
We're going to do a full length. Yeah, very excited. I mean, we went into the – it's a six-song EP, but we went in with, you know, over 25 songs and picked those. And we've been writing since, too. So I just can't wait to see what we end up cutting it all down into. Yeah.
And are you going to do that here, or are you going to go to New York again like you did with the EP?
We have some ideas where we may record the record, but nothing yet. We're really just focusing on writing still. Having said that, they want that record soon, so we're under the gun.
Well, and I don't know if we're announcing. Yeah, you guys already announced it on Facebook, so we're allowed to talk about it. You guys are going on tour with the Smalls. How does 13-year-old you feel about that?
Well, I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah,
I remember going to junior high with my Smalls T-shirt on, and you know, when we were home and when we had time off, we would play with other musicians, and I was jamming a lot with Terry, who's the drummer of the Smalls. So even knowing that, I was at the time not even knowing that there was a tour coming. I was like, this is super cool. And then him messaging me, going like, you know, we're pushing hard. We want you guys to come on tour with us. I mean, that's kind of humbling, you know, being a friend and being a fan of the band all in the same time. So
absolutely. And, you know, it's a different band than Big Wreck, but I like the challenge of having to open for two kind of different demographics. So we're really excited just to, you know, show up and bring the noise.
So the song that people are going to be hearing from you guys this month is Smoke Rings. Tell us about that one.
Like most Royal Tusk songs, I kind of wrote most of the idea there and then brought it to the guys and we fleshed it out. And you want to know what it's about? Well, it's definitely like a very spiteful song. It's cheeky and it's kind of – you know what it talks about? I think narcissism. It speaks to the person who will do anything to get attention, and it really doesn't matter what that thing is. As long as they're getting attention, right? Because that's the tagline, like, you're the one they talk about.
Does the person that it's about know it's about them?
They probably think that song is about them.
They're so vain.
It's a fictional person.
Just cover your butt right now. Yeah, no, that's not... It's not about you, for sure.
He's in the room, and I know. You should see when we play that song, since it's about Sandy, he just...
I play with my back to the crowd. I'm like doing everything I can to like totally sabotage the song. I'm walking over to amps, turning up different settings, and pushing over cymbals, playing in the wrong key, singing in the wrong key.
Sounds like Frank Zappa.
So you guys are playing a Band of the Month showcase at the Pawn Shop November 28th. This is your first headlining show, isn't it?
Yeah. We've never headlined a show before, have we? Not in Edmonton.
So to anybody who hasn't had a chance to see you live yet, what are they in for when they come to see you guys?
Oh, you know, if you've ever seen Gwar, it's going to be close. Barf all over the front three rows.
Sipping blood.
It's going to be a couple satanic prayers, you know.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a good crowd participation. A lot of Satan prayers.
It's just a lot of fun. Like, we really love... I mean, obviously having a crowd is wicked, but we have a lot of fun playing in the garage or rehearsing anyway. So it's a real unpretentious atmosphere. Just come, hang out, have fun, listen to the tunes.
Royal Tusk. Sonic's Band of the Month, November. join Royal Tusk Friday, November 28th at the Pawn Shop for the Band of the Month Showcase. Presented by Alternative Edmonton. Sonic 102.9.